Ever notice how your brain seems to have a mind of its own at 3 a.m.? That presentation you nailed yesterday somehow transforms into a catastrophic failure when replayed in the dark. Welcome to the paradox of anxiety, a mental system designed to protect you that's now working overtime, seeing threats in every email delay and disaster in every decision. Here's what most people miss. Anxiety isn't a malfunction. It's an overly enthusiastic security guard who never takes a break. Your ancestors who jumped at every rustling bush survived longer than the relaxed ones who didn't. You inherited that hypervigilant nervous system, and in our modern world of endless choices and digital communication, it's like having a smoke detector that goes off when you toast bread. This explains why traditional, just relax advice feels so hollow. You can't simply turn off a system that's wired into your biology, but you can learn to work with it rather than against it. Think of anxiety like having a sensitive car alarm, annoying when it goes off at a passing truck, but genuinely useful when someone's actually breaking in. The key is calibration, not elimination. Anxiety creates behavioral patterns that become self-fulfilling prophecies. The hesitation trap freezes you before decisions, endlessly researching but never acting. The rumination trap replays past conversations on loop, analyzing what you said and imagining better responses. The perfectionism trap raises the bar after every achievement, ensuring success never satisfies. The feedback avoidance trap prevents you from seeking helpful input. The avoidance trap provides immediate relief by sidestepping anxiety-provoking situations while quietly expanding anxiety's territory. These traps interact uniquely with your personality. An anxious extrovert struggles differently than an anxious introvert, while someone who's both anxious and sensation-seeking experiences an internal tug-of-war between caution and novelty. Generic anxiety advice often backfires because what works brilliantly for one person might intensify another's anxiety. The goal isn't following a universal formula, but identifying your specific traps and developing personalized strategies to navigate them. Here's the paradox. Focusing on eliminating anxiety makes you more anxious. It's like trying not to think about pink elephants. The effort creates the problem. Someone with social anxiety declines party invitations, feels immediate relief, but reinforces the belief that social situations are unbearable. Over time, their anxiety expands to smaller gatherings, phone calls, even texts. Their world gradually shrinks. The solution isn't trying harder to feel calm, but shifting focus to what genuinely matters. Goals worth pursuing despite the discomfort. What dreams have you shelved because of anxiety? Starting that business despite fear of failure? Traveling despite worries about unfamiliar places? Sometimes anxiety artificially restricts your ambitions. You might hold back from bold goals fearing arrogance or worry about what success brings: more responsibility, less free time, greater visibility. Identifying these specific fears allows problem solving rather than abandoning aspirations. Building resilience matters more than pursuing happiness directly. Research shows engaging in meaningful activities creates more sustainable well-being than chasing happiness itself. Similarly, diversifying your sources of self-esteem provides psychological protection. If your self-worth depends entirely on career achievements, you're vulnerable when that area faces setbacks. You know what you want, but can't take the first step. This isn't procrastination. It's hesitation on genuine desires, applying for promotions, starting projects, having important conversations. When anxious, your brain becomes hypervigilant, making negative outcomes seem both more likely and catastrophic. Break this pattern by articulating both your feared outcome and an alternative positive scenario. Contemplating a bold wall color? Instead of fixating on, "I might hate it and have to repaint," also consider, "I might love how it energizes the space." Perfectionist thinking demands 100% certainty before acting, an unrealistic standard. Consider scenarios where acting with less certainty is worthwhile, like applying for a grant with only 10% success odds but significant payoff. Recognize the harm of inaction: wasted time, missed opportunities, diminished confidence. Replace "this would be a disaster" with "this would be disappointing but tolerable." Specific strategies help. Slow your breathing to reduce anxiety. Decide when and where you'll act. 71% who specified completed tasks versus 32% who didn't. Surround yourself with action-oriented people, as emotions and behaviors are socially contagious. Rumination, mentally replaying conversations or catastrophizing, creates an exhausting cycle that intensifies anxiety without solving problems. Unlike productive reflection, it circles endlessly, replaying conversations, dwelling on failures, questioning your worth, obsessing over minor errors. When ruminating, you can't trust your memories. Anxiety magnifies perceived failures while overlooking successes. One person, convinced he bombed a job interview, vividly recalled every stumble but forgot his strong answers entirely. This selective memory creates a distorted narrative that feels true but isn't accurate. Many intelligent people try to think their way out of emotional distress, believing analysis will bring relief. But anxiety makes thinking negative and rigid, precisely the opposite of effective problem solving. Research shows worriers take longer to act. Women prone to rumination waited 39 days longer to seek medical help after noticing breast lumps. Self-criticism fuels this cycle, but fails as motivation. Participants receiving compassionate messages after failing a test studied longer than those receiving critical messages. Electronic communications frequently trigger rumination because they lack nonverbal cues. When caught in email-induced rumination, challenge negative assumptions by identifying your worst case, best case, and most likely scenarios. Mindfulness meditation works like a mental reset button, decreasing anxiety-induced overarousal while improving your ability to detect rumination. Start with 3 to 5 minutes daily, focusing on breathing, sounds, or bodily awareness. Expect your mind to wander and gently redirect without self-criticism. When rumination stems from avoiding an issue, taking even small action steps typically alleviates it. Often, you don't need to resolve the problem completely. Just sending an email or making a call can reduce rumination significantly. After intensive anxiety work, shift from constant focus to background awareness. The goal isn't becoming your own full-time psychologist, but integrating these skills sustainably into everyday life. Identify your top 2 thinking errors and behavioral traps rather than addressing every pattern. This focused approach prevents overwhelm while targeting your most problematic habits. Schedule weekly check-ins without letting management consume daily thoughts. With practice, spotting thinking errors becomes automatic, like internal autocorrect for anxious thoughts. Expect rapid improvement initially, followed by slower progress as correction becomes instinctive. Common pitfalls impede progress. Lifestyle imbalance creates overload, where even the best strategies have limited effectiveness. Self-criticism blocks clear thinking. Self-compassion creates mental space. Rumination disguises itself as preparation, but lacks true problem-solving elements: defining problems, generating options, implementing solutions. Constantly consuming self-improvement content becomes a crutch, an endless search for the magic missing piece. If you're in this pattern, take a 2-week break from new material and commit to applying one behavioral strategy you've already learned. Move from tolerating your nature to genuinely liking yourself. Notice moments when you naturally make positive predictions or feel confident. Identify your top 5 character strengths and apply them in new ways. Your anxiety isn't going away, and that's okay. The same sensitivity that makes you anxious also makes you thoughtful and conscientious. The question isn't whether you'll feel anxious, but whether you'll let anxiety write your life story. The opposite of anxiety isn't calm, it's courage to act despite the noise.